Welcome to Inside the Castle, the podcast that goes behind castle doors to have real conversations with real people about solving the nation's toughest challenges.
I'm one of your hosts today, Aaron Snyder.
And I'm Emily Trevoya.
Today we are continuing our series on construction management program and are joined by Mike Krabacher, Alexandra Henderson Connors, and Derek Gottfried. We're going to talk to us about the construction management platform. Derek and Alexandra, welcome back, and thank you for joining us for another time. And Mike, thanks for being here for the first time. Alexandra and Derek, will you please just give us a little bit of background on yourselves, and then we'll go into Mike and hear a little bit more, because I know you've both been on the show before, so our listeners have a little bit of a background.
Sure. Thanks, Aaron. Hi, I'm Derek Godfrey. I work at the Headquarters Engineering Construction Division in the construction branch, where I lead the Construction Management Innovation Office, and we have been working to set this up to look at how the core needs to work to better some of our processes and our training and our people, best practices, and really a big piece is looking at technology that industry is adapting to construction every day and how it's being used to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of people and process and get projects better, delivered quicker, faster, higher quality, and safer. So that's really the bottom line. Industry is taken a lot of technology over the last several years, adopted it to the business process of delivering construction, and we are looking at how to get the core really up to speed in that area and getting that technology online and used so that our folks have the same tools as those out there in private industry.
Thanks, Derek. I'm Alexandra Henderson Connors, and I'm happy to be back chatting about our innovation efforts with you all again. I lead the Construction Management Technology Modernization Office. We work hand in hand with Derek at the CMIO to execute innovation-related lines of effort and projects.
Hi, I'm Mike Krabacher. I am with CDM Smith, a consultant to the TMO, helping them with the implementation of a new construction management platform, or CMP. I also serve in the role of contractor PM, so I'm coordinating the CDM Smith resources in support of the TMO under a contract with the Army Corps. So my background has been the implementation of construction management platforms, program management information systems to support our clients and even our internal teams with large CM or program management projects. I've been doing that for several years and have done multiple implementations with different software vendors, from selection and evaluation of software platforms to configuration implementation, and then also long-term adoption and support for clients to really get the most out of their CMP investment. It's great to be here today. Thanks so much for having me.
So I believe Derek went into this a bit, but can you go into a little more detail on why we are working to modernize our construction management tools?
Yeah. So I was thinking back to our first podcast we did a few weeks back on an overview of the Construction Management Innovation Office and kind of how I came to be in this role, having been in the Corps as a resident engineer out in the field across several districts executing projects, and over the years watching industry adapt tools and technologies that I didn't have access to as a core employee for myself and my staff and my project delivery teams to use. So things like RMS, the resident management system, really have been surpassed several years ago, probably more than 10 years ago, the commercial systems that are available to industry for construction management software, you know, these project management systems. So the capabilities they've been bringing online really outperform RMS in several key factors, in several key areas where they, you know, they have capabilities like mobile access to be able to use an app on a tablet to collect data in the field and do your observations as a field quality assurance representative out there in the core. You know, our folks unfortunately still have to sometimes get that information and write it down and take it down and figure out a way to transfer it to their email and cut and paste it into RMS and things of that nature, where, you know, our contractor counterparts have a tablet and they're taking a photo, tagging it to a place on the drawings, entering an RFI right there in the field, things of that nature on those mobile devices. That's a huge area where we're behind. But there's a lot of other stuff as well, just the collaborative environment. RMS really only has Corps of Engineers staff in it and construction contractors. And out in industry, they've got systems where the entire project team, the end users, the sponsors, the stakeholders, the people that are going to maintain it, the architect engineer firms, and the construction contractor, and you know those owner reps are all in there and have one place to go to find the plans and specs and all the documentation that's being generated on the project. So right there is a huge benefit for, you know, making sure everybody's looking at the same thing and on the same page when it comes to building a facility. You can imagine how important that is. And we don't have that capability right now. Some other things like being able to look at a BIM model in the application without needing a special program and a lot of training on just using certain BIM applications. We're going to have viewers in this system for things like the BIM model, things like scheduling, where, you know, our folks out in the field that have to know a lot of different things and aren't experts on everything can use one tool to look at all the data. The dashboards and analytics that we're going to have through the consistent use of this program across the enterprise and getting good data and having at various levels of the organization being able to, you know, look at dashboards and see where things are going good and where maybe they need some extra resources or some attention. And that's a capability we really don't have right now. And that's going to be huge. So those are just some of the reasons why RMS needs to be replaced. You know, we're not looking to rebuild the wheel here. We know that there are systems out there that have been developed commercially over the last several years that have all this capability. So we're going to leverage that to get the core up to speed much quicker than if we were to try to recreate all of that capability into RMS.
Well, that's really helpful. I think, you know, when I first started with the core, which is, it's been a long time ago at this point in time, but, you know, one of the complaints I always heard was about RMS. It seems like that was something that folks were complaining about, where it was a challenging system to use over time. And so considering that we still have that now, it kind of points to that need to innovate and modernize to something newer. So it's really good that we're able to work with industry and leverage the skill sets and technologies that they have to make this better for our employees, which made me kind of wonder, like, what are going to be some of the biggest benefits to the workforce with implementation of these?
Yeah, I'll start and I'll let Mike finish. But I just a couple things. Right now, you know, we have to use multiple systems sometimes to do things, which isn't helpful. With RMS, you've got to download information and email it or use a DoD safe type system. And in CMP, you'll not have to do that anymore. The automated workflows will move that information from person to person, company to company, depending on where it's coming from in the system. And it saves our people a tremendous amount of time. So right there, just, and honestly, a much more user-friendly interface, less clicks, a system designed for user experience, not, you know, RMS, they probably didn't think a whole lot about that, or at least when it was thought about, it was a long time ago. And things have changed since then in the way folks use these tools and the way they're being developed in the commercial industry. It's about that user experience. So that's going to be much better, much easier, much more intuitive for our folks. So think about bringing in new folks and getting them up to speed. Right now, it takes a long time to train somebody how to actually really use RMS properly and in a way that is somewhat effective and efficient. These are some of the main things. And then just more collaborative, making it easy for our people to talk. Our construction folks out in the field need to talk to engineering. You know, instead of email or whatever, on their tablet or phone in the app, they can flag an issue and put that engineer's name in and they can automatically pops up in their notification and they see they have something to look at. Things like that and just increase collaboration, increasing their ability to do their job wherever they're at. Right now, our workforce is more dispersed than it's ever been. And no matter where you're at, you'll have that mobile capability to work in the system, in the platform, to do your job. So there's a lot of flexibility it'll bring that we currently don't have, I think is super important to our workforce. And, you know, our workforce, the workforce of the day is a lot different than the workforce when RMS first came out. You know, we need to be thinking about that as an agency to better attract talent and top talent. We need to be thinking about that workforce of the day and how they work. And I think this is going to be a big step in the right direction to prepare us for that. And I'll let Mike talk more about his experience on the commercial side.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good reasons to to modernize your tools and either catch up or be on the cutting edge with tools and systems. I guess maybe my take on it would be when you look at the ability to recruit the best and brightest construction management staff to USACE, it is important what tools and capabilities and infrastructure exists within the construction management community within USACE, what they're using. It does make a difference. If you've got the right tools you need to do your job, it leads to better employee engagement. You can recruit some of the best and brightest to come to USACE to work when you've got the right tools. And I can speak from, you know, CDM Smith's and probably a lot of other companies out there's experience recently with recruiting. It's a tough job market, and you want to be able to convey to your workforce that you have made the investment to be successful, and then bringing the staff in with the right experience and combining it with the right tools is really going to make them successful. I think that's really appealing to those, you know, looking to start or continue a career with USACE.
How much efficiency can be gained from moving from RMS to these systems?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, that's one thing we looked a lot at when we first started this project to make sure, you know, we were headed in the right direction and acquiring the right type of systems. So there's a lot of research out there that shows that when the field of staff is specifically, especially out there in the field, have the ability to have that tablet or app on their phone and collect data in real time and not have to go back to a desk and redo it and re-enter it, we're talking about efficiency gains on the order of 30% plus of their time in a week being saved just in that redundancy of doing duplicative work going away. So you think about from a staffing standpoint for the Corps of Engineers, if you could make your field staff 30% more efficient, you know, you can get a lot more accomplished with less folks. And then given, again, the challenges of hiring and whatnot, you know, also we've got folks out there that are doing a lot of work and are stretched thin. And so just getting some of that time back in their day to focus on other things that are important and spending more time out in the field looking at issues related to quality and solving problems and making sure things are found before they become an issue. If they could spend part of that time doing that, we're going to have higher quality projects. A lot of our construction field staff also find that they get so busy and they have less time than they can devote less time into that pre-construction phase of a project where they go over and pour over those plans and specs as they're being developed by our design teams, and freeing up some of their time to be able to go and do that sort of things would actually create better projects for them to administer and even free up more of their time to focus on things like quality in the field and whatnot instead of dealing with issues. The amount of effort you can save in heading those off in that pre-construction phase is tremendous. So,
yeah. So as Derek mentioned, as we were starting our initiatives and our efforts off, we did an unbelievable amount of market research. So many of our industry partners leading these efforts when it comes to technology modernization and adoption put out an immense amount of research related to this. In the construction industry, having bad data accounts for 14% of all rework in the construction industry. So not that, you know, the contractor installed something incorrectly or the drawing wasn't right to begin with, but that your data within the system by which you're managing the project was actually incorrect. That's an unbelievable amount. Obviously, decreasing rework increases the quality of our projects overall. Also, Derek mentioned the time savings, about 30 to 35% time savings. Within that bucket of time savings, about 10 plus hours a week are saved exclusively by the repetitive duplicative tasks. So I know that we've talked about when we did our overview of the entire construction management innovation effort that our teams are having to do things in a very antiquated way. And a lot of that is tied to what I would consider data entry tasks. So writing things down by hand in the field and then having to come and re-enter them into RMS. So we're saving our teams almost a quarter of their working time by not having to do that repetitive, antiquated working practice.
Yeah, I think you guys have blown my mind with saving 30% of time, and just thinking about how much, you know, better that makes the employee's life. And also, I haven't thought of like IT tools as a recruitment idea. So I think that that is something to think about. You know, when you're getting somebody coming out of college, they're fresh on the newest technology. The last thing you want to do is go work for an agency that has old IT or old systems in general. Like, it just wouldn't be too exciting to work there, I wouldn't think. So this really is a great idea for recruitment, retention, but just making our employee lives better.
We have a kind of funny recruitment story, if you're up for me sharing that quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So just for some anecdotal little sidebar here, when you're talking about recruiting, I have actually been recruiting for the Corps of Engineers, the space where we were at this career fair at a university, and we were smack next to one of our contractor partners in industry. And they had brought huge monitors, AR, VR headsets, put this headset on and you can drive our heavy machinery and see what it's like on a job site. I will spare you the gory details, but we as the Corps of Engineers did not bring that type of technology to the career fair, to the recruiting event. And because of that, I'm sure you can imagine what the lines at our booth and our contractor partner in industry looked like. I mean, of course, what's going to be attracting to a current college student? They want to see what their work is going to be like. They want to be excited by the potential of our work. And what the Corps of Engineers does, our mission is incredible. And that's why I left private industry to come to the Corps. But that's not always readily readable in those career fair type settings when you can't show them what you're going to be doing.
I think that's a fantastic example. You know, would I choose a VR headset over probably a piece of paper and a handout? 100% of the time, I'm checking out the VR headset, I guarantee you. But it's really exciting that we're moving that direction. And that kind of makes me wonder, Mike, really, we're talking about these commercial tools, about, you know, making more efficient and collaborative workflows. How is the Corps going to actually be able to fully utilize these when we do roll these out?
Well, I think it's not just a single kind of tool. I know we've talked a lot about RMS and CMP, but there's a larger initiative strategy that we're supporting USACE with that is going to lay out a roadmap, if you will, of not just some of the things that are going to be happening in the near term, but some of the related projects or activities that are also going to be going on to move the Corps from where they are now to where they want to be in the future. And that's the construction management innovation strategy that we're supporting CMIO with to develop that. CDM Smith's in a relatively unique position as a contractor. As I said, we've helped implement many of the software tools that we anticipate will be involved in the CMP deployment. We are a construction company. We have a construction unit, so we've got a lot of experience with that. And then we have a subsidiary that we started 2 years ago called Trinex, that is focused on the development of SaaS software and really helping clients develop their own digital strategies and figure out where they want to go. So I think when you talk about leveraging commercial tools, it's not just one lane, right? It's going to be multiple lanes and multiple initiatives over different timeframes that are going to move the Corps, you know, where they want to be as an innovative, you know, market leading construction management organization.
What kinds of functionality are being explored in a modernized system?
What I will say is, having used many of these tools, many of the commercially available products in industry in my previous private industry career, is that there's common functionality amongst the vast majority of these commercially available systems. And they fall into several buckets that our current tools are not able to provide us with. One of the biggest ones is a collaborative working environment. So right now in RMS, if multiple members of a team want to review a submittal, they're doing that in their own individual little workflows, and a staff member is compiling all those comments. So what happens is, if someone has put a comment in that then affects something downstream, they have to basically back all the way up, collaborate on that, and then compile their comments again. And these commercially available systems, everyone's working in the same workspace. So people are putting in comments live. You're able to see those comments and markups as they're happening and work together as a connected team. We're also able, through permissions and access roles, to have other stakeholders. So maybe an architecture partner or an engineering firm that may be consulting on a project. We're able to send them a submittal or an RFI to review and contribute to, and they can participate in that collaborative review. Same thing applies when it comes to design reviews, or we're working on a modification. Everyone's working in that review space at the same time, which not only saves tremendously on time, but it improves accuracy. Another element that our current systems don't have, that all these commercial systems have, is a document library. So Derek was talking about our accuracy in the field and having our documentation readily available for us. Within these commercially available systems, all of your design documents, your contract documents, specifications, all of those live within the system and are updated every time there's any sort of new release. So if an RFI gets responded to that has a sheet update, the most current sheet is the sheet that comes up when you click on that sheet number. Of course, we have all the other ones available in an archive, but everyone is looking at the most current document. We talked about rework earlier. I'm sure you can imagine what might happen if you have six different staff on site all looking at a different version of the sheet. That's going to cause confusion and potential errors. So document libraries are huge. With both of those types of functionality, they're also able to be leveraged in a mobile environment. So you can be standing in the field on your government cell phone, potentially on a tablet or a two-in-one, looking at the drawing instead of having a printout of the drawing, which again, may or may not be up to date. Derek touched on the ability to leverage our BIM assets within this platform. So we're spending a lot of time and resources on building these great models, but aren't always able to fully leverage them in construction. And with this platform, even people that are not fully versed in how to navigate perhaps within Revit or within Navisworks will be able to view the model and leverage it in a way that makes sense for the phase of construction that they are currently in. So those are just a handful of the pieces of functionality that are readily available in these commercial tools, but even just kind of scraping the surface with that base level of functionality is going to make a huge, huge difference in the way that our workforce works together and achieves higher quality projects.
As a recovering project manager, I'm super excited about this program and all the work that you've talked about. I can't even imagine how excited your staff would have to be about it. So how soon is this going to happen? Like, what are the next steps and how do we get this out there?
Thanks, Aaron. So yeah, we've been working on this for a little while and really trying to put together the pieces and the plan to make it happen. One thing we've got to keep in mind is, with RMS, there's a certain level of functionality we have to achieve and then obviously surpass that with all the capability Alexandra just mentioned. We're also somewhat looking to acquire a system that isn't necessarily a normal type system for the government to acquire. We're looking at this as a software as a solution offering from a private vendor contractor that will host the system in a certain, has to have a certain level of cyber security accreditation, and taking a commercial system and getting it through those approvals and authorizations so that we can actually operate it and put in the government's data does take some time. And we are currently in the process of having our acquisition package mostly developed. I'd say we're about 95%, and we are close in the coming months to releasing the request for a quotation to industry and getting this awarded so that we can then begin the process of getting it through those cybersecurity approvals, starting the process of configuring that commercial system to have that core look and feel to make sure it's configured to do things like our three-phase inspection program and the way we do things like daily reports and modifications and whatnot, and talk to some of our other core systems like our CFIMS and our Promise system and some of the other systems that PCF, that some of those types of systems that this new system will have to exchange data with, similar to how RMS currently does. So that will take some time. We are looking at from the time of award, depending on where that vendor that does get the award is at in some of that cybersecurity stuff, it could take up to a year to get through that process and probably about another year to get the system fully configured. Now, during that time, we would start with some pilots on some projects to get field teams starting to use the capabilities, testing them out so that when we do deploy it to the enterprise, it's been vetted and ready to go. As far as the next steps beyond that, you know, one big piece of this is we talked about early in that first podcast, the people, process, technology. We can't just throw out this piece of technology without training people how to use it, preparing them to adopt it, and really re-looking at our processes to make sure that they've been updated to take full advantage of the new technology. Because there's a lot of capability coming with CMP the core simply doesn't have today. So we need new processes. We need to rethink how we do some of the things that we do in the day-to-day project delivery phases. So there's a lot of other efforts going on just besides acquiring the technology. And I think a key thing to remember here is if the core is going to invest in something like this for an enterprise tool, the enterprise really needs to benefit from it. And so making sure it's widely adopted, used consistently, and we'll talk about CMA Squared, the Construction Management Administration application in a future podcast, and how that ties into supporting the consistent application and use of CMP. But really, this is a little departure from where we're at with RMS. A lot of the districts out there, 40 plus districts, some cases, you know, 200 plus resident offices in some cases are using RMS 200 and some plus different ways. We've got to, in order for the enterprise to really benefit from CMP with consistent data, we need consistent usage, and then we'll have the ability to have dashboards and data analytics that this agency will be able to make some data-informed decisions like they've never been able to do in the past. And in construction, where time is money and making good decisions as fast as possible based on, you know, not just the data, that's a big piece of it, but looking at all the pieces, it's going to give our leaders, I think, a tool like they've never seen before either. And this really is probably one of the most transformational things, at least for the core's mission of delivering infrastructure to our nation, building that infrastructure. This is going to be a game changer once it's fully deployed, fully implemented. Our folks are fully embrace it, adopt it, use it. Use it consistently, I think, is really important. Because to do this right, without doing that, we're not going to gain the full benefit of the system. So that's it is a longer term project. It takes some time, but once we do it and we do all of those things together with the communications that we have to do on it to get it adopted and the change management we have to think about, and then updating those processes and really preparing our people, I think, you know, it's going to be a huge benefit to the agency.
How is all of this information being communicated to the workforce? And are there ways for the listeners to get involved?
Thanks for this. We love, you know, members of our USAFE community and of our communities of practice that have feedback or are interested in being involved. There are a few ways that information about the construction management platform is being disseminated to our workforce. Probably the most people-centric way is that we have a modernization working group with a nominated member from each MSC. That working group meets every 2 weeks, and they are tasked with not only bringing feedback, commentary, things they're hearing on the ground from their individual areas of responsibility, but also taking what they're hearing in our bi-monthly meetings and taking them back to their AORs. So what are they hearing about our acquisition status? What do we as a CMIO and CMTMO need more information on? Those working group members go out to their divisions and bring that information back to us. So for example, as we were working on the PWS, members of that working group and participants from their AORs reviewed it and provided feedback to us. On the KM, the Knowledge Management Portal, and the CM Innovation Portal for our internal users, there is a link. So if you click on your division, you get a pop-up of your division's modernization working group member. You can shoot them a Teams message or an email and say, hey, I'm in your AOR and I have some thoughts on this, and they will bring it back to us. If you want to provide that feedback directly to our team, you can utilize the email cm_tmo@usafe.army.mil. So there's many ways to get in touch with us, and we are happy to hear everyone's comments and feedback.
That's fantastic. And I know that we're tying all this together in our next episode where we're talking about CMA squared, but we are unfortunately out of time. But this is a great conversation, and we're really excited about the progress you guys are making. So thank you for joining us today for this edition of Inside the Castle. We appreciate you and your insights. Until next time, be safe, be innovative, and embrace change.
Thanks for joining us for this Inside the Castle podcast. To provide your feedback, email us at cw.infrastructure.team@usace.army.mil. Stay tuned for additional Inside the Castle podcasts as we explore life inside the core and revolutionize civil works together.